This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly, too. USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us in class today. Thank you for setting your dial to USA Prepares. Blake is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Good morning, Vincent. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Gwyneth. And you?
I'm doing just fine. Yep, I'm still waking up a little bit.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. While you're waking up,
yeah, 1 a.m.
Yep. While you're waking up, let me go into a discussion about a product that I purchased two of, and it's a significant purchase. Back in Virginia, I wanted to have a little easier way of working on our farm equipment and our vehicles and our trucks and so forth. We're farmers in Virginia as well as in Missouri. And so I wanted to buy a automotive lift, you know, put the car up in the air or the truck up in the air and get under it rather than jack up all four corners and, you know, do it the way I used to do it when I was a lot younger. So I did a lot of research and I determined that the best brand that I could find, if I were able to get it at a discount, would be just a little bit more expensive than a inferior brand. So I bought what I considered to be the best brand, and that is a brand by the name of Rotary. So the lift that I have on the farm here in Missouri, as well as the one I purchased in Virginia, were both Rotary lifts. And the one I bought in Virginia was called an asymmetrical lift, and the posts are tilted a little bit, not facing the vehicle, but they're tilted a little bit so you can open the doors if you need to get in and out of the vehicles while you're working on them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice lift. It's two posts. It's anchored with these very heavy anchors into concrete floor, and you can just drive the vehicle into the right position. You balance the vehicle based on the front weight and the rear weight, and you just hit the button and hydraulic fluid through the hoses and the hydraulic cylinders, and up the vehicle goes, and it has safety locks. It's really neat. So the one that I purchased second was just, it's exactly the same, except they decided, I think, to rate it for 1,000 pounds heavier, 10,000 pounds instead of 9,000. So literally you could lift a truck that's, you know, got some equipment in it, maybe a toolbox on the back, and, you know, a full tank of fuel, that kind of thing. So the one I just bought, about 11 years ago, the hydraulic hoses started seeping. And when I say seeping, I mean leaking through the entire length of the hose, kind of like a soaker hose. Do you have those in Australia where you can water your garden? You have those, right, in Australia?
Yeah.
Soaker? Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's
hydraulic
really
fluid. Yeah. Yeah. So the hydraulic fluid is weeping or seeping out of the pores of this hose along the entire circumference and length of these hydraulic hoses. So I called Rotary, and they said, oh, okay, so, you know, we'll send you new ones. And it's $300. I said, you got to be kidding me. These things, I've never seen a problem like this. I kind of thought that you guys would say, whoa, would it be okay if we sent you new ones? Boy, we're so sorry for the problem because you got to drain all the hoses and it's going to make a big mess. You know, hydraulic fluid all over the place because it's impossible to do it without leaks on the floor. Would it be okay if we, they gave me a hard time. Ultimately, they decided that they would see it my way and they sent me new hydraulic hoses. The hoses that they sent me were really nice. They were the exact length, and they said either engineered in Italy, no, designed in Italy. Designed in Italy. Manufactured in China. Designed in Italy.
I was going to say they were made in China, weren't they?
They were. And so the replacement hoses have been leaking for years, just like the first one. So I just happened to be on the internet, and I was in one of those moods where I just kind of was seething a little bit, and I didn't want to seethe for very long, so I just searched for the Rotary Lift website, and they had this thing where you can send them a message. And I want to read the message I sent to them. And this is verbatim. Ready, set, quote, I purchased our SPOA-10 asymmetrical lift about 11 years ago. And I believe it's the best in the business. I would like to know why Rotary uses inferior hoses that are designed in Italy and made in China. My second set of Rotary brand hoses are porous and leak just as the first original hoses did. I can't imagine buying more hydraulic hoses from Rotary. Would you? What gives? The hydraulic hoses on all of our other farm equipment does not seep and lasts way longer. Have you fixed the problem? I'll be discussing this problem on air tomorrow. Would you like to call in and join the discussion? The on-air radio call-in number is 866-582-9933 between 9 and 11 Central a.m. Central Time. Thank you, Vincent Finelli. USA Prepares, and it says the website for GCN, www.gcnlive.com-USAPrepares. Thank you, Vincent Finelli, and our phone number. So I thought that Rotary might want to call in and explain exactly why it's a benefit and a feature to have these hoses that seep. It is absolutely ridiculous, in my opinion. And I believe what has happened is they found a cheaper hose in China, and they decided that they would go for the cheaper hose. Now, this is not the cheapest lift there is. This is one of the most expensive. Now, I paid just a little bit more for the Rotary lift because I found a guy who was willing to sell it at a better price than everybody else. And I installed it myself. Now, installing, that's maybe that's something they'd say is, hey, Vinny, you know, the problem with these hoses seeping is the way you installed them. Well, that's not true. That is absolutely not true. There's only one way to install them, and whether they have their guy install them or whether I install them, they're installed the same way. And the installation has nothing to do with these porous hoses. So if you have a power steering pump on your truck or car, I can guarantee you that that hose does not seep. It doesn't.
Yep.
And if you have a front end loader on your tractor, I can guarantee you that that hose does not seep because it's dangerous.
It is. Especially when you've got, 11 tons sitting up there on the lift.
In our case, it would be
11 tons.
Well, 1,000 pounds.
That's
11,000,
really dangerous.
10,000 pounds. Yeah, yeah. Now, the good thing is that it has a set of locks. So as you raise the vehicle, when you get up to about 18 inches, the locks engage. You know, it goes click. And that means that there are mechanical locks that stop the lift from falling every time that you pass these locks. Kind of like an elevator. If the elevator cables break, there are these locks that swing out automatically, and they will stop the elevator. Now, it might free fall for several feet, but it's not going to free fall all the way down. And, you know, it'll be gut-wrenching and when the elevator does this, if it ever does. But there are safety features built in, just like with this rotary lift. And that was one of the reasons why I bought this exact lift, because I liked the way that it had rubbing blocks as bearings, and I liked the way that it had these safety locks, and I liked the way it had these hydraulic pistons, these really long ones. And I liked everything about it. But, you know, one thing I didn't check, can you imagine? One thing I didn't check when I was buying this lift was, so where are your hoses made? Now, this was 11 years ago. So I really thought that a, you know, made in America lift would be made in America. But they use cheap, substandard hydraulic hoses. So for those of you listening in class today, if you have a rotary lift, and this is, you know, I wasn't going to say this, but because they have not responded to me yet, and it's actually been 2 days, because they haven't responded yet, I decided to mention this worldwide. So if you have a rotary brand lift, and it seems to have, check the hoses, see if yours seeps just the way mine does, and I'm pretty sure that if you've got the same vintage hoses, that you've got all the features that we have, including the seeping hoses, that you call Rotary Lift and let them know that you want them to replace them absolutely free. And out of the kindness of your heart, you're not going to charge them for the labor of replacing these hoses, of which it takes two people. And it will take at least 1 hour. At least 1 hour. So the average shop rate is probably $100 an hour in the United States. And
per person.
Yeah, per person.
So people, it'll be $200 an hour.
Right, and then they have to show up at your place, you know, and so if they go port to port in billing, which means port to port means from the minute they leave wherever their office is to the minute they arrive, you know, and do the work and then start the return trip and get home. From when they leave to when they get home, they're billable. So if that's the case, now you're looking at, you know, $400 or $500 labor to change these hoses. Now, the hoses are not that expensive. I know that if I go to an auto parts store, some auto parts stores have hose making equipment. They have the fittings.
Yeah.
And they have the hoses, and they have the...
You can get custom hoses made.
Yeah. And that's what I would do. Before I bought rotary brand hoses and said, let's try another set. Let's see if they leak just like the first two. I would have them custom made. But I really think Rotary should send me a new hose set with an apology. We'll be right back when Lev Isaacs is with us.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and I was talking about the rotary lift problem, and I'm sending a rotary a customer service contact, and so far all I've said, I haven't clicked the send button yet, but I have not heard from you yet. So I talked about your seeping hydraulic hose problem on the air today. You can hear it at www.gcnlive.com-USAPrepares. And one of the things that they say on their website, their official website, is world's most trusted lift. World's most trusted lift. I wonder what they're going to say about that. I mean, that's a pretty strong claim. I don't trust their hoses. I don't. So I guess everyone trusts them except me. I like the lift. I really do. I believe it's the finest lift in the world, or I wouldn't get under a vehicle with it. Of course, I use a third post. There's two posts on the lift, and then I have a jack stand, which is it's got a base. It's a pretty heavy metal support. It's a tube that has an adapter on the end to fit in a trailer hitch of a truck, and it's got a threaded heavy threaded rod. It will support probably several thousand pounds, and raises up under the trailer hitch of a truck or under the differential of a car or under a support mechanism if it's a front-wheel drive car. And now you have 3 points, and the vehicle is much more stable and less likely to fall off the lift. But I just wanted to share that. So if you go to Walmart, class, and they're putting tires or something on your vehicle and their vehicle's up in the air, they use rotary brand lifts. Walmart does. Now, not exclusively. They have other brands there as well. But your car may be up on a rotary brand lift, and you may want to say, mind if I look at those hoses, because I sure would not like my car to tip if you have a hydraulic hose failure. And if you do, would you mind putting it on that other brand lift? Because I heard that these hoses seep, and I don't know if that means they're going to fail suddenly or slowly or what. Now, I don't know either. So I just wanted to share that I'm now at the point where when I find a product that I think is inferior, substandard, or should have been made better for our safety, durability, longevity, etc., I'm going to talk about them. I'm going to talk about those companies that make substandard products. Now, Rotary's attorneys can contact me and say, you know, you're using some pretty harsh words, substandard. And I'll say, sure. What would you call a hose that seeps like that? Would you call that standard? Or is that your standard? So if that's your standard, we'll talk about your standard. Or would you say it's below standard? Or would you say it's because we found the lowest cost provider, and that happened to be Chinese, and they use substandard materials?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem.
Yeah.
That is the problem that we're seeing in many products across the world. So do I have any...
I would say that's about the sum of it.
Yeah. Do I have any desire to buy any hoses that are made in China? So when I go to buy other hoses, hydraulic hoses, at the auto parts store, or if I have them custom made, you know, at a hose fabrication shop, I'm going to ask lots of questions. Like, before you cut that hose out of that box, I'd like to see the label. I'd like to see where it's made. Is it made by Gates, you know, a top quality company? That's typically what I buy, Gates, G-A-T-E-S, brand hoses. I like them. I like the Gates brand belts, serpentine belts, V-belts. I like them. I've been using them for years, and I have a high degree of trust with the Gates rubber company. But these unbranded hoses from China, I have no faith in, none. And by the way, just as an aside, I talked with the guy who makes custom hoses for us, and he is a machinist. And so there's a shop where it's about a 40, 50-mile round trip from the farm where I get these hoses. So if a hose were to rub and wear through a contact point in the outer edge of the hose rubs, or there's a flex point like on a... And I'm talking an old tractor. I bought some hoses for our 1984 John Deere tractor. Well, you know, after being in this out in the rain and sun for decades, I had to replace those hoses. Well, those hoses, the guy that made those hoses said, you know, the Chinese hoses that they have on imported Chinese tractors, they only seem to last through the warranty and then they fail. We're only talking a few years. That's kind of what I'm talking about. And our lift is not out in the sun. It's inside, protected. Over it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay .com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft or fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
Oh,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
One of Isaacs is with us. So here is... Here's the latest piece about Rotary Lift. So I'm sending these guys at Rotary a message. They have on their website, rotarylift.com. If you have questions, you can send them a comment. And so I said in the comment box, "Dear Rotary Lift, I've not heard from you yet, so I talked about your seeping hydraulic hose problem on the air today. You can hear it at www.gcnlive.com-usaprepares. Does anyone read these contacts? Thank you, Vincent Finelli, my phone number, and I gave them my zip code and the email address, and it just was sent just now. So I'll let you know, keep you updated as to whether they respond or not. And then I'm going to call during the next break. I'm going to call their 800 number, which is 800-445-5438, 800-445-5438. And I'm going to ask them what gives. And I'll let you know what they have to say. And I'm going to tell them that no matter what they say, I'm going to report what they say on the air right after I hang up and go back on the air. So I'm going to tell you what they have to say. Bottom line is I'm not happy with the hoses. I think it's something that should not occur. And I think that literally what they should do is contact their customers and say, "I am so sorry. We are so sorry. We have had this problem. Would it be okay with you, since we've noticed this problem and it looks like you have one of those hoses, would it be okay if we replace that defective part with a new one?" However, I have a feeling that their lawyers said, and this is just my opinion and thought, that their lawyer said, "Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, because if you do, that means that we admit that it is our fault." And yes, and then we would assume liability. So don't do it. Just like Chevrolet, when they had that faulty ignition switch problem and it caused people to die, the lawyers and the statisticians determined that it would be less expensive if they would let people die rather than have this massive recall to fix the switch problem, which they got caught with and they had to recall them anyway. But that's Chevrolet. Ford's no different. Ford had a Pinto that had an extra long bolt right by the gas tank, and if the Ford Pinto in the 1970s was involved in a rear-end collision, someone runs into the back of a Ford Pinto, the gas tank would be likely to rupture because of this extra long bolt, and the gas would pour out, and there could be a fire, and people could die. And that happened. So Ford decided, well, you know, we don't need to fix that, and ultimately they got caught in that scandal as well. So it's not just General Motors. It's not just Ford. It's these upper management people who say, you know what, look, it costs more to have two different size bolts, the right size bolt for the gas tank, and then, but we have these other ones, and, you know, we use these other ones in these other locations, so let's just stock one bolt. Even though it's long, and even though we know it can cause a gas tank rupture, that's okay. That's the kind of stuff that goes on at these high-level decisions. So there was no little person at Rotary, in my opinion, that said, "Hey, boss, I got a great idea. Let's get a cheap inferior hose from China. Let's do that." I don't believe that happened. I believe
that it was a management decision.
Correct.
Probably an accountant. And
yeah. Yeah, and that's the guy who runs Laclede Electric Cooperative. He used to be the accountant. Now he's the CEO and general manager, and he's the guy that has been influencing rate increases. So, by the way, if you have an accountant run your company, it is a terrible thing. They forget about the customers. They run by the numbers. Numbers, numbers, numbers. And when you run by the numbers, you can put your company out of business. And let me give an example. Sears, Kmart, those two corporations have been running by the numbers, and they've been worried about executive compensation first through the stock price. Their main focus is increasing share price, and forget the customers.
Incidental.
That's it. That's the word, incidental. It's incidental to the business, and then Sears is just about done. Kmart, they've been closing stores as fast as they can, and so is Sears. But if you go to a Sears store, they'll say, "Oh, no, we're stronger than ever." Really? Really? How about when they get down to one store? They'll be really strong, right? Oh, by the way, Gwyneth, the IRS has determined, Mrs. Finelli was telling me that the IRS has determined that if you have a business and you run a loss 3 out of 5 years, the IRS can deem and declare your business a hobby. So that means that Sears is a hobby. Because...
yeah.
And so is JCPenney.
That's a hobby.
Yeah, those are hobby
and
stores.
Probably Target.
Yeah.
Target. If there's one thing that's worse than an accountant running a shop, it's probably when a bunch of SJWs run your shop.
Mm. And tell us what SJWs are.
Social Justice Warriors. A little while back in the U.S., this was just media reports that I saw over the internet. Apparently, the management at Target decided to do away with the boys and girls clothes sections and the boys and girls toys sections because to acknowledge that there were differences between boys and girls was not politically correct. Did you hear that one?
Yeah, and well, I was looking through some of my old toys that I bought, saved my money when I was younger, and I bought it came from England back in the 1960s. It was a steam engine, and it was the coolest thing. You literally had this boiler, and you put in a, I forget what the chemical is, but you would put in this brick that would ignite, and it would cause a controlled flame. It would heat the water in this little tiny boiler, and the boiler was about the size of maybe 4 inches long by 1.5 inches, 2 inches in diameter. Put a little bit of water in there, the fire would heat the boiler, create steam. And it would move this piston, which would turn a wheel, like on a steam locomotive. And that's all it did. And so I thought that was a boy's toy. Now, maybe it's a boy's and a girl's toy, but I was interested in mechanics, mechanical things. Now, I'm sure you would have loved that.
I don't think that there's any way that Target would ever be able to sell a toy like that today.
Yeah.
They would be absolutely terrified of liability claims, selling children toy locomotives that you actually put a fire in to play with.
Not only the fire, but the steam, 212 degree steam
and the pressure.
Fahrenheit.
What if the kid forgets to put the water in?
Yeah.
Water in a boiler.
Right. Here's another toy I have. I'm looking in the studio to see if it's behind me. I've moved it a couple times. It was a generator, and it had a little crank, and you would had three permanent magnets in the shape of a U, and an armature, and a commutator, and two gears, a large gear and a small gear. And you would turn the crank on the large gear, and it would spin the armature with the windings on it that rotated through the magnet, and it would generate electricity. Now, you could generate maybe 70 or 80 volts with this. So, I mean, if you put your tongue on the contacts,
really
you could shock yourself. But I know that. When you were little, you'd probably love to play with one of those too. So is that a boy's toy? I don't know. It's for someone who is interested in electrical power generation and mechanics. And so maybe it's not the typical girl's toy. Maybe it would be more inclined to be used by a boy. However, I think Gwyneth, you are the exception. I think your interest in everything.
I was very much like the electricity generator. My dad was a master engineer who was his mentor, the fellow who basically taught him how to be an engineer, was a fellow by the name of Cyril Carter. It happened to be his uncle, his dad's brother. And Cyril Carter was the chief engineer of Western Australia. And back in the day, built most of the city of Perth's original electrical grid. So my dad was one of the best engineers in the country, and he had a workshop at home, of course, once he retired, and he spent his retirement building model steam locomotives, specializing in Rogers locomotives. And for anyone out there in the class who wants to know what a Rogers locomotive looks like, go and watch an old Californian Western, and you'll see the locomotive with the big cow catcher and the big fancy chimney and the fancy walnut cab, and that's probably a Rogers locomotive. And they were very, very fine locomotives. And I'm thinking especially, it's actually quite a modern Western, but there's a TV series was made in recent times called Hell on Wheels. And it was a dramatization of the building of the California Railway. And that has a beautiful Rogers locomotive in it. And I was quite excited when I saw it because, of course, I recognized it instantly. But it's the same thing. Actually, those toy steam engines, you can still buy them. But their market is steered at the small hobbyist, and the advertising is not directed at children anymore. But you can still get them.
They used to be sold in a department store. Right, they're not made in China. So, Gwyneth, when we come back, let's just take a few minutes and talk about the purchase of toys may have a dramatic impact in what a child becomes or is interested in and pursues as a passion later in life. We'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Wow, that was 5 minutes and 22 seconds on hold, and I was unable to talk to somebody from Rotary Lift. I did call during the break. Thank you for calling Rotary Products. Thank you for being a loyal customer. We appreciate your patience. Due to high call volumes, we're experiencing delays before a consultant can be with you. So that's as far as I got. And so I'll keep trying. Maybe after the broadcast. And the number I called for Rotary to not have someone answer the phone was, or be able to talk to someone, was 800-445-5438. So I'm really frustrated with Rotary. I can't seem to get anybody on the phone in a reasonable amount of time. And all I did was get the automated, you know, prompts telling me that they appreciate my loyalty and that they're experiencing high call volumes. Now, I wonder if they're experiencing high call volumes because all of their customers, or many of their customers, have these hoses.
That's where that call guy been checking their list.
Yeah, maybe they go in and check their list, and they go, whoa, yeah, mine's leaking too. So anyway, I will.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. Defective products, in my opinion. So we're talking about toys and the influence that parents have through the selection of what they encourage their children to play with, if you will, or to encourage their additional learning. And in my case, my parents thought that, you know, instead of little trinkets, instead of balloons and things like that, which we never had in my house. We didn't have desserts. We only had meals of substance, of quality in terms of not expensive necessarily, but in terms of healthy. Yeah, we had that. And we didn't have soda. We didn't have candy. But I guess my parents would rather that I had learning-type tools rather than fun-type tools. And to me, they were fun, but, you know, maybe most people say, oh, wow, an electronics set. Well, that's no fun. But I had a Heathkit electronic board that had capacitors and resistors and variable capacitor and a solar cell and an electric motor and an instruction book that would let you build, you know, over 100 different circuits with wires and spring clips and so forth. And then, that, of course, that steam engine and the generator. So those are, and I still have them. I still have these toys from the 1950s and the 1960s. So maybe that encouraged me to be the person I am today, interested in everything. Everything.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Gwyneth?
Well, I'll tell you what. My favorite place to hang out when I was a little girl was Dad's workshop. Okay? Dad's workshop was locked unless he was in it. But if he was there doing something, he said, see that step? You can sit there, you can watch me, but do not move into the rear of me. Do not sneak up behind me. He said, but see that step? Sit there, watch what I'm doing by all means. I'm happy to talk to you about what I'm doing. But don't get in behind me, because if I need to step back suddenly and I bump into you behind me, it's going to get bad very, very quickly. And he said, if I have to step back, I don't want to have to be tripping over you. So there's the step, sit there, watch me, talk with me, you know, we can hang out and all that, but, you know, don't get in my way. And that was his policy, and it was actually really good. Because I learned a phenomenal amount about locomotive engineering. Just sitting there watching him and asking questions. Now, what were my favorite toys? I'd like to go into that on the other side of the top of the hour break.
Yeah, and how they shaped your life.
Yeah.
And how those favorite toys shaped your life. And then are we going to talk about Bitcoin and what's going on with Bitcoin as well?
I think we will, yep. And mud brick houses.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
And mud brick houses. Yeah. And the repairs. And I've got some questions about how does rain impact a mud brick house? And how are the walls finished on the inside? Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's off-grid in Australia. Link on the website under the instructors tab if you want to contact her. We'll be back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.